John chapter 1. Is everybody there? Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Excuse me, let's pray. Father, I love you and praise you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to share your holy and blessed word. Thank you for those that have come this morning to your sanctuary. Thank you for their faithfulness in coming to worship you, the living God. Lord, I pray that you'll just give me the words to say and just bring back to my memory those things I've studied that I might present the gospel with boldness and authority. And Father, if there's one here that needs to make a decision for you, especially concerning salvation, may this be the day of salvation for them before it's too late. You've heard our prayer request. Pray, Lord, you will be done with each request. And now, Lord, as we break the bread of life, may your word speak to our hearts. I love you and I praise you and I thank you for the time you've given me in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated, please. Well, it's that time of the year, right? When every time you turn on the TV, just about every channel has Christmas this and Christmas that, right? In fact, the other day I was channel surfing and had some, I guess, a psychologist or whatever it was, trying to, because everybody's depressed. You know, we got this pandemic. Life is so hard. It's been a bad year. The psychologist said, I am going to tell you how to have a right Christmas, a happy New Year. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You know, of course, I had to laugh, you know, and I thought, well, let's see what his idea is. You know what point number one was, he said? He says, if you're going to have a happy Christmas, then you must have the perfect gift. Well, that word made me think, perfect gift. Well, I know who the perfect gift is. Of course, that wasn't what he was talking about. He's talking about picking out the perfect gift for your loved one, for your spouse, for your children, for your friends. No. Listen, God sent the perfect gift into the world 2,000 years ago. And if you want to have a right Christmas, then guess what? Accept the perfect gift. Now, a lot of people will tell you, you know, oh, Christmas means to me the trees and the tinsel and the lights and, oh, the snow. We're not going to get snow this year. We don't get snow very often, do we? Now, I can say, since I've lived here, I have experienced one white Christmas. Y'all remember that? And it's the way to experience snow. It comes and it's gone. Amen? It don't stay on the road. But listen to me. Those things have nothing to do with Christmas. I'll get in trouble, but those things that we celebrate, the tinsel, the trees, and all of that, oh, here we go. It's pagan that the church has adopted. It's pagan. God wants us to have a right Christmas. But he wants us to do it right. What is Christmas about? Well, we have it. I know that this isn't generally a Christmas text. I understand that. The other gospel writers spoke about angels and shepherds and the star and sheep. But John, you see, he puts things in context here. About the Word coming into the world. And that's what I want to speak to you about. In the beginning was the Word. Now, everybody knows who the Word is, right? If you don't, turn over to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Talking about Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word. Now, let me stop there and simply say this. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Don't think for when Jesus came into existence. No. Jesus has always been. He will always be. This was, no. In the beginning was the Word, and it's talking about the birth of Christ, but Christ is eternal. He has always been. He was here when there was nothing else. Before the galaxy and the universe was created, the Lord has already and always been here. Amen? That's what it means. In the beginning was the Word. In fact, that's, if I'm not mistaken, that's written in the imperfect tense, which, if I'm right, means that something from the past has come forward and continues on and on. I guess if you wanted to put it into good old Arkansan words, you'd say it like this. In the beginning was the Word. The Word has always been. And the Word going to continue to always be. That's what it means. So, in the beginning was the Word. So, we know it's Jesus, and Jesus is eternal. Amen? And I'm thankful that God sent His Son to the world so that we could be redeemed. Brother Travis gave me the opportunity to share what redemption is, what it means to be redeemed with this class. I'm thankful for redemption. Amen? And I'm thankful that God cared enough to redeem us. Now, notice, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Think about that. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Understand, God is triune. What that means is one God with three distinct relationships or personalities toward man. As Father, as Son, and as the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Understand, He's a triune God. And notice, the Word was with God in eternity past. And yes, it's mind-boggling. I can't even comprehend this little old mind of mine. But in eternity past, God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, one, created all things, and two, created me and you. And even though they knew what was going to take place on the earth once it was completed, and once He formed man out of the dust of the earth, even though He knew man was going to sin, man was going to rebel, He and the Savior and the Holy Spirit devised a plan so that we could be redeemed. It's amazing to me that God would be mindful of us, because we certainly don't deserve it. What does the writer, I think it's Romans 5, God commended His love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Think about that. Now, notice. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And get this. And the Word was God. You'll not find it in the Bible any plainer that Jesus Christ is God.